Good morning, a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Sharchuk. Well, we'll start with the big news, Alan. Of course, that is firmly tongue-in-cheek. CJ, the 3-year-old male German short-haired pointer, is best in show.
They're quite some dog. I had a friend who had it. He wanted to keep a German short-haired pointer in his apartment. These are hunting dogs. They're not apartment dogs, that's for sure. They need a lot of space. They got to really run. And he was quite frantic after a while. So when I think of German short-haired pointers, I always think of my friend's dog who he kept in an apartment all day long. It was not a good thing.
Now to the real top story. President Barack Obama said yesterday he intends to nominate a, quote, very well-qualified candidate to the Supreme Court. He says the Constitution is pretty clear, Alan, and he challenged Republicans to offer a rationale for refusing to consider a Supreme Court candidate.
This is a very complex subject, David. I don't know who wins. To me, it looks like the Democrats have the upper hand and the president has the upper hand. He's right. The Constitution does say that he's supposed to name a replacement. Now, what's interesting is that the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, has said he hasn't decided whether to hold hearings yet. That seems to me to be a little bit of a break from the Mitch McConnell line, which is we're not going to consider this for a year. I've had a lot of very interesting letters. We had an interesting Vox pop on it yesterday, which people call up and say, okay, then the senators shouldn't be allowed to vote on anything for another year because they have another year to go before a presidential election or because their own election is coming up. Well, I think it is clear that the Constitution says what it says. The president is supposed to nominate. I have believed all along that he would nominate somebody of a moderate stripe who would vote with him, but would make it harder for the Republicans to reject maybe even a Republican. When asked that yesterday in his news conference, he made it quite clear that that was not what he was thinking of doing. But we'll see. I suspect it is. I don't see why he would say it, but I think he'll have to find somebody who would embarrass the Republicans to vote against.
So with the death of Antonin Scalia and the fight now to replace him, what is the impact on the voting public as we're in the midst of a presidential race?
Well, I think that the public is now going to understand that who they vote for president will have direct impact on what the Supreme Court of the United States is going to be like. Now, I think this court is to the right of the sentiment of the American people. And I think the fact that there is a specific seat with a specific deceased person who had a basically right-wing philosophy is going to mean something to the American voter.
We see a comment by the rapper Killer Mike. His real name is Mike Render, who's been on the stump for Bernie Sanders at a rally for the Vermont senator at Morehouse College in Atlanta, said a uterus does not qualify you to be president. He said he was quoting feminist Jane Elliott.
Well, you know, this is getting to be silliness now. Look, I think there's a real advantage to having a woman president. And no question, that is a glass ceiling, which sooner or later has to be broken. And, you know, you get some person who comes along and says something that is just sort of stupid in my mind. And, you know, everybody jumps up and down and says, oh, well, this is representative of what Bernie Sanders is thinking. I don't think that's possible, to be honest with you. I just think it's one of those unfortunate things that gets said that is just not helpful to the political discourse.
Let's turn to the ruling in the investigation of the mass shooting in San Bernardino, California. A judge has ordered, Alan, that Apple will have to help unlock a gunman's iPhone. News is now breaking over the Associated Press that Apple intends to fight the magistrate's order to help break the encryption of the iPhone.
Well, David, I think it's good for Apple that we all know that, you know, it's very hard to break into our phone systems. On the other hand, the government will obviously have some legitimate rights. You have killers out there and you want to find out more about them and who they knew and who they were talking to. And it makes a certain amount of sense. I would expect that Apple will protest and will appeal and that when it's all over, they're going to have to do it. On the other hand, it says something about Big Brother to all of us, which is, you know, watch out. I've always assumed people are listening to phone calls. You know, I just have always assumed that the government could listen to anything it wanted to.
Our political observer, Alan Sharchuk, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, David.